1027 Breakfast.
Reverend Shona here, Thursday morning. Good morning, Shona. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, and you?
Excellent, thank you. How did your voting day go?
It was good, thank you.
Good.
Many, many hours in queues, but good.
Yes, well, that's what it's all about. You have to stand in queues to get the right, and of course, you feel good coming out.
We do. And while you use that word euphoria, I'm going to use the word hope. Because for me, what I experienced was hope in action. And I went to bed feeling extremely hopeful because we have amazing and beautiful people in this country and we have an amazing and beautiful land. I had the privilege of getting up early and going to fly with MCC Aviation in the hot chopper.
Yes.
Sharon and Mike are just fantastic. And as we watched the sunrise, I wondered what the day would hold. And I don't know how many other people felt like that. And I prayed and prayed for peace and protection for all South Africans. After that, I went to vote, and after standing in a long queue, had to give up, go back to work, and go back in the evening. But I found myself filled with hope and joy because I just love the camaraderie, the positive spirit. Obviously, one or two people having a moan, I think we've heard that this morning. But generally all supporting each other and chatting to complete strangers, making friends in that queue. And I just wondered if we're aware of, as South Africans, of how unusual that is and how amazing we are. All ages, all cultures, waiting patiently together and looking out for each other and connecting. I know you've been to the UK, Parky, and I don't know if you've experienced it, but strangers don't speak to each other there, let alone laugh together for hours in the queue. They keep to themselves and generally look at their feet, and if you try to greet them, they might even be offended.
Yes, you try that in the tube.
Yes. Yes, in the tube, exactly. So we're truly blessed in this country to have such beautiful people. And apart from our natural and mineral wealth, I believe our wealth is our people. And it should move all of us to a place of hope. Charles Snyder, a psychologist, says that a rainbow is a prism that sends shards of multicolored light in various directions, lifts our spirits and makes us think what is possible. Hope is the same, a personal rainbow of the mind. And at one time we were called the Rainbow Nation. I'm sure we all remember that. So I feel that we need to move from negativity and back to being a people of hope. It has a huge impact on us and our human experience, and I believe firmly on the future. It keeps us going, fighting, gives us energy to give up, to get up, and it seems to help us when challenges seem impossible. If we have hope, we can overcome them. And the challenges facing this country are enormous. I don't think any of us are blind to that. But the possibilities are also huge if we work together and keep fighting and keep going. Psychologists tell us that when we have hope, we achieve more, our self-esteem is improved, our interpersonal relationships improve, we have a better response to stress, and we have a better overall life satisfaction. So what I saw yesterday, and I hope many people experienced it, gave me renewed hope and energy to make a difference, a positive difference. I really hope it did for you too. We have amazing people and a beautiful country.
Well put. I think everyone could agree with that. If you'd like to hear more of Shona, she's on a Sunday morning from 6 to half past. And we, of course, also use our social media platforms to give you a little bit of hope and a little bit of positivity as well. You can go to our Facebook page right now. Thanks, Shona. See you next week.
Thanks.
Hot 1027 Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30 to 9 a.m.
With Airlink. Fly Airlink. Connecting Southern Africa.